morning, everybody. This is Pete, Home Editors, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle, all around the Puget Sound Pacific Northwest, now in parts of Oregon, I hear. So we got T-Bone over there. How you doing, brother?
Excellent.
It's good to have you this morning. We're going to get after it, going to have a great show. But before we do, I've got a good friend and sponsor, Amit Brost, and he's from Budget Blinds. How you doing, Amit?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome. We got a special treat for you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. My boys are grown, but I always tell people every year's a good year, even though my boys are up on their own. We got a couple of special guests here in the studio. And I'm going to introduce them, and they're going to say hi. So let's go first with the young lady over here. Why don't you tell them who you are and why you're in here.
Well, my name is Ida Lily Brost, and I am Emmett's daughter, and I am here to help him with Budget Blinds.
That's very cool. Ida Lily, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Wow. That's very cool. And are you out of school now?
Yes, I am homeschooled, so I'm basically all the time out of school, but we just started.
That's like a field trip. Like
but I should have always in school. Always in school.
Yeah, but I'm doing my summer schedule.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? Watch cartoons and eat crackers?
No, it's like doing doing our morning routine and then eating breakfast
and who teaches you? Your mom and dad?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. All right, we got your brother here too, so why don't you pass the mic over to him?
What's your name, buddy?
And what's your name?
My name is Jethro, and
how old are you?
4 5.
You're 5. Wow. You're a big 5-year-old. Okay.
And I
and you you're here with your dad?
Yeah, and I'm here to help him do work, to help him with
a business?
Yeah.
Do you help him hang the blinds?
Yeah.
You do?
Sometimes.
Do you know how to use a hammer?
Yeah.
Do you use the hammer on the blinds?
No.
And those window coverings are extra tall.
You know what? He's last I saw, he came with us actually to our franchise training. We were first becoming franchisees, so he's the youngest to ever go through franchise training.
Really?
So yeah, I mean
that's impressive.
He spent almost his whole life with Budget Blinds.
Holy smokes! Well, maybe you'll grow up and hang out with your dad.
Yeah.
And work in Budget Blinds.
I'm gonna work. Cool. And when I grow up, I'm going to be a garbage man.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, I'm just checking. That's a good career, too.
Hence the garbage truck toy that's in
yeah,
here.
Okay. I see that. You got your garbage truck.
Because I got a bunch of garbage toys.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's good to have you guys both on the air. I appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
That's great. You know what? One thing I love about small business in America is it's built from the family up. So it's really, really nice. So we're going to continue our discussion. I just wanted to get you guys introduced to some of Emmett's children. He's also got a third one, Boaz, who's how old is Boaz?
8 months.
8 months.
Yeah. Okay.
And his wife is hanging around here in the back, too, but she's not on here. But we got
she
the whole
have
family
a face
here.
For radio, more for TV.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So we're gonna talk now all about blinds and get into different treatment types. We're gonna go by room, just to kind of have a good discussion here. So you guys, whether it's you're building new or you have you own a house or you're thinking about buying a house, getting the proper window treatments is really, really important. And being able to have that both energy efficiency, privacy, and also let the light in. So, Emma, let's first start talking about that. When a typical customer comes to you, I would imagine that kind of natural light and privacy is kind of a big deal.
It's a really big deal here in the Northwest because if you're from out of state and think about moving to Washington, it always rains and is really, really dark all the time. It's a horrible place to live. For people that live here already,
it's a great place.
It's a great place. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth for about 30 days. I promise it rains all the time.
Trying to slow down the influx, are you?
We
only
have
two freeways.
It's only rained twice this year, once for 45 days and once for 38.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I'm waiting for summer to start out on the 5th of July. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a big need for light here because the natural light, you know, the whole thing about winter depression? Yeah. It actually originated from studies here. Sad. So I mean, it's very important for us to control the light that's coming in. And we've talked about it before. How there's that cold blue angular light that makes it feel colder than it really is most of the year, even in the summer.
You were saying that has to do with the sun on the horizon.
The sun on the horizon, the proximity to the blue water and the snow and the rock, the type of rock that we have.
So. Now, I want to speak. Okay, so that's light, key thing here in the greater Pacific Northwest. Also, let's talk about heat loss through windows.
Yeah, so again, because we're not all that hot or cold, we're more moderate. We only have like double pane glass. It's not like the triple pane that you may be used to down in the southern states.
Yeah.
So we're going to have just about as much heat gain or loss on our windows as you would down there, if not more.
Yeah, I read a research study that said as much as 50% of a home's heating and cooling is lost through the windows. So that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, and I've heard from HVAC companies that it's upwards of 80 to 90.
Really?
And there's a lot of the houses. I mean, in places where you have like Tacoma or Seattle or these places with older homes, you have single pane glass still.
Yeah, they're still retrofitting. One of our sponsors, Pella, was talking about that, and there are quite a few left that still are out there. So,
well, those windows don't lose as much heat, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, Pella's great, but like you were saying, there's a lot of homes that are still retrofitting with a single pane built in the 70s.
Yep.
My dad and I put in single pane. They didn't have all that technology back in the early to middle 70s. So it's good stuff. All right. We're going to move into some of the... I want to give you guys, in the next segment here, I just kind of wanted to open it up and introduce some of Ammon's family here to you and talk about kind of the baseline of the natural light, privacy, and energy efficiency. We're going to get into a treatment checklist for you guys to think about to kind of remove the mental roadblock. So we're going to get into functionality, some type, color, technology, and then cost. And then we'll go... Later on in the show, we'll go by room. So, like, well, what would you do for bathrooms versus living rooms and going forward there? Grab a pencil and paper because I'm going to give you Emmett's phone number and then also give you the general budget blinds number as well as the website. So wherever you are in the Puget Sound, you can go there and they can come out and take care of you. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We just started our discussion here with Emmett Brost. If you're thinking about getting blinds, we're going to go through a checklist now. I would highly advise these guys are really, really good. High quality. They take care of everything front to back. If you're down in the Puyallup-Tacoma area, which is where Emmett is, you want to give him a call at 253-656-6778. That's 253-656-6778. If you don't live down in that area and you want to contact Budget Blinds, you can go to budgetblinds.com, put in your zip code, and they'll have the local Budget Blinds owner contact you, or you can give them a call at 888-88-BUDGET. Is that right?
Yeah, and sometimes people will put in their zip code of where they currently live and not where they're moving.
Okay.
So you want to go to
where the house is going to be.
Where the blinds will be installed.
Got it. Yep. Understood.
And that's for businesses too, right?
Yeah, so. Same thing. Okay, good. Sounds good. All right, now let's get, Ammon, I want to talk to you about kind of a, I was thinking about this, you know, because a lot of people either, you know, blinds become, or window treatments become like this afterthought, which is unfortunate. Or they're just like, overwhelmed, right? So I want to start with a checklist, you know, to kind of remove some of those mental roadblocks. So can you talk first about kind of the window treatment functionality, kind of like, you know, by lighting, energy considerations, and by room, just in a general sense? We'll get to the details on the room in a bit.
Yeah, there's a number of different ways that people do it, but one that I heard recently that's really nice is, are you a lifter or are you a tilter? Or a twister.
Okay, now what is that?
A lifter, tilter, twister. Okay. The twister is the person that really likes to have their vertical blinds that are straight up and down. They like to be able to let their cat, which the Northwest, who doesn't have a cat, they let them go back and forth, right?
I don't have a cat.
You don't have a cat?
Good for you.
Two dogs, no cats.
Yeah. I'm not a cat person
either. I like animals. Cats are mostly evil, though. But, you know, and anybody that owns a cat, they're like, yeah, it's true. And anybody that doesn't own a cat, they're like, yeah, it's true. But, you know, but they're still nice enough.
Yeah.
But vertical blinds are the twisters. They'll go back and forth, and then you can move them back and forth just to get some of that
open
space.
When you say back and forth, you're going like side to side.
Yeah. Okay. And then your tilters are the people that like wood blinds, mini blinds, faux wood blinds, even shutters.
Okay.
Because they have a louver. So that's the horizontal blinds that tilt different directions to redirect the light up or down.
Okay.
Your twisters are like redirecting the light left or right.
Got it.
And then your lifters, those are the people that like to have shades where you want to lift it up all the way out of the way. Now, sometimes people feel like a lifter and a tilter can be the same. Probably not, because usually you're not really getting those kinds of blinds to like open and close. You're usually getting them just to tilt, not really lifting them up, because on bigger windows, they're too heavy for that mechanism.
Yeah.
You're supposed to assist them. So that's where it's like, are you a lifter, tilter, twister?
Yeah.
So
now when you say a lifter, you're also talking about that could be bottom up or top down.
Correct.
Because right? I really like the top downs. We're going to talk about that like for privacy and lighting. That's a really cool design there. Okay, so that sounds good. And then let's get into treatment types. So what are the different ones that are out there, and what do you guys carry?
I would say the most popular window covering that's out there, it would be honeycomb shades. And we've talked about them before. Invented, the very first ones were ever made by Hunter Douglas at a Kirsch facility in Fife, Washington.
Really?
In my territory.
Wow.
And so that's why they're very popular here in the Northwest.
What makes them so popular, the honeycomb?
The insulation and the light control. And then because people want the ability to have natural daylight, they're perfect for the lifter, because especially with cordless lift, you can lift them up if they're a woven fabric to virtually a zero, like very small stack. So those ones are very popular.
Okay. And those come in, don't they come in like levels of opacity too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get them as blackout. So the inside, either is woven in with like a microfiber or, a Mylar for the blackout on it. So that's like the ideal. Like we have that 8-month old with Boaz, and how important is it to have blackout in a room, especially during nap time?
Yeah,
and
especially then, long light times in there.
You know, and 5 years olds and 9 year olds that are like, you know, you're telling me to go to bed and it's still light outside, but it's not light in their room.
Yeah. So. And early in the morning, it's like, please just stay asleep. We got to sleep a little bit longer.
That's how your lights turn
on. I remember that when I had boys that were little. Okay, so then now what about, that's honeycomb.
Yep,
what
so
about
roller shades. You have roller shades that are becoming much more popular now.
Now these are like the ones that actually roll down.
Yeah. They're like, think of like a coffee shop or most restaurants. That's where most people get them. But because they're in these industrial situations and people want to have this industrial modern look, now these commercial things are now being applied on a residential scale.
Okay. I have Roman shades at home. I love them.
They're Roman really shades are nice. Great. You're a combination of drapery. So that's the other one is drapery. And there are different types of Roman shades and what they're made out of.
Okay.
So if you're getting them made with like a synthetic fabric, they're going to last you longer. But you're generally going to be working with like not a drapery workroom. You'll be working with like a Hunter Douglas or an Enlightened style kind of deal. And then you have actually real drapery where you're going and picking out swatches, which again, we do. We have several manufacturers to do it. So,
And then you got the shutters.
You have shutters, your fixed panels, which are, again, they basically are like doors in your windows, with louvers that are actually larger than your average faux wood blind, which are usually 2 to 2.5 inches. Your smallest shutter is usually 2.5 inches and all the way up to 4.5 inches. So you have a lot of visibility through them, but with the 4.5 and 3.5, but you still have the door panels in the way of the styles that are there. But those ones increase the value of your home. the new outlier within our industry and area, especially with like Amazon in the area, with like Echo, or you have your Apple Home Kits and Google Home, is you have our automation, which you can add to your lifter tilter.
Yeah, I was just gonna. Situation. That was one of the things is technology. So you have. I saw on your website you talk about. So it's got the Amazon, the Echo, Google Home. You can control the the drapes or not but the shutters. Okay, and then. What, it has smart home too. It's said in there. Is there something different than just the Amazon Echo, or is there?
Well, the smart home, that's actually we're able to integrate with a lot of things. Like Budget Blinds has a part of our vendor alliance that we've talked about before. We have like, I think somewhere around 40. It's always growing, and people like if it's not a good one, then they actually get removed. Okay. So it's not just like oh we're just collecting vendors. No, so we have Sonos. The speaker systems.
Oh, okay.
We carry Lutron, where it's not just Lutron window coverings, but lighting controls.
Lutron is a great company.
They're fantastic. Good, I actually just went out to Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago and saw some of their facility, and I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't say what I saw, other than it was phenomenal. It was very amazing, the amount of work that they put into everything. So
that's really cool. Yeah. When we come back, there's a couple other things I want to talk about. Color. And then we're going to get into... I actually want to ask him about verticals. I don't like verticals, but I know maybe some people do. And we're going to get into some costs, and then we'll go room by room. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. I got a couple of... They're back, the kids. Ida Lily and Jethro. So, Ida Lily, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Before we jump into the segment of the show. So, what is the most you like, or one thing you like about what your dad does at Budget Blinds?
Well, I enjoy that we have some Lutron products in our house. We have.
Oh, so you guys are high tech, huh? Yeah, that's cool. What Lutron product do you have that you like?
Well, in our room, we have a lamp that turns on at 7 o'clock, waking me and my brother up. And we have a shade that goes up and down automatically.
Nice.
Same with the lamp. They both turn on at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Very cool. And Jethro, it's your turn now. You're going to introduce us back in the show.
Welcome back to Home Matters. So, me and my dad... With my dad and Pete.
There you go. Nice job.
Good job, guys.
That's great. It's great to have kids in here. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are back. This is Pete. We got T-Bone in there. How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. You got any questions so far? Or just
no, but I think it says something about that Lutron stuff.
Yeah.
Because you guys are trying to get her to talk about hot chocolate and pink cookies, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Lutron in my house.
Yeah.
This is unsolicited. Her 9-year-old, like, no, let's talk about the cool stuff.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm going to give you a piece of advice because I own a software company. I've always done tech my whole life.
Yeah, okay.
So do you like math and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so... What you want to do when you grow up is you can be a software coder. You can work for a place like Amazon or Google, and you'll make a lot of money. You can actually hit your dad's business in like 10 more.
that's the goal of legacy.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Plus, as your parents get older, then you can take care of them too.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to get back to our discussion here now. We were going through a checklist with Emmett. We talked about functionality, things like that, treatment types. He went through that. We talked about some of the technology that Ida Lily likes with the Lutron and some of the smart home, Amazon Echo, Google Home. I want to talk about color, because that's another thing, the color array. What do you guys have for a palette there?
Everything.
Okay.
I mean, in some things are like, you know, your generics of what you're working with, like roller shades. Roller shades are getting to have more styles to them now.
Yeah.
It's not just light filtering, not just... you know, standard designer or the sheer, like what you're used to seeing at restaurants, like the sheer weaves, like Pfeiffer Sheer Weave. It's a great manufacturer. They're actually out of Alabama. But we also have other, there's roller shades with designs and now styles on them. We can have them custom printed too for businesses.
I saw the up there like floral prints and things like that. Do you guys offer those kinds of things?
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Florals, geometrics, even some of that, those bolder looks from like the 60s that you think of. Yeah, we have in our Inspired Shades collection, we have a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
It, I don't know. You know, I'm not an expert at that, but some of the stuff I've read for 2019 and beyond, a lot of the bold colors, the geometric patterns. You guys got like the vivid colors and things?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We have that available. A lot of the standard, though, of if you're just doing the basic like window coverings, you have your honeycombs, you have your roller shades, you have your faux woods. I mean, there are like they're incorporating grays because a lot of the times when you're putting stuff in your windows, it's usually a background. It's something to fill in as like a base layer. Okay. So you have the opportunity to come back and do like decorative panels or, you know, drapery that functions with it as well. So sometimes you have to make your choice of which one to go with. And there's a house where I remember going in and they wanted like those really bold colors and they had picked them out for Roman shades. And then when I came back in to just visit one more time and all their artwork was very, very bold and vivid. Okay. And I was like, look, I'll sell you this drapery, but I'm going to sell it to you as like a placemat for your table. We're putting some dark gray in your windows because this, you're going to have too much.
You won't be able to sleep.
Yeah. You won't be able to sleep. Yeah. So
there's a lot of vibration in there. Mm-hmm. But I since we're on this, I was, you know, talking about, we're going to get into some more detail, but one of the areas to have bright colors is like maybe in a kid's room or a kid's playroom, it would seem to me. You know, for the shades, is it
kind of
Do you agree with that or not?
Yes and no.
Okay, so tell me your yes and tell me your no.
Well, it depends on how big your house is.
Okay,
but I mean, if you put something like that with the really big, bold, vivid letters that are there, or letters, big, bold, vivid colors that are in like a kid's room, it might actually not help you calm them down at night or nap times.
Okay.
Right. So you need to think of like,
that's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah. So it's like excited. You go into a room and there's all this stuff to do. And it's like, my kid is just a disaster. And it's like, they can't sleep.
Yeah.
Cause there's too much going on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to be careful of actually with kids is overstimulation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, maybe the blackout shades is better.
Yep. You can get those in colors. Like that's actually the place where your color is the most true in most of your blackout products because you don't have light coming through them.
Okay. So it's just 100% opacity is what you're saying with blackout. Yep. Not necessarily it's black shades. Unless you want them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, can we just, before we kind of move into room by room, can we just do the, I want to talk about treatment costs. Can you, because, you know, I'm sure you get this all the time. It's like, well, okay, I have this budget, or like, well, what does this cost? So can you kind of go through a spectrum of like, maybe from the most affordable to something that's a little more expensive?
Yeah, so I would say for your least expensive window covering, you're looking at like aluminum mini blinds.
Okay.
And then you're looking at faux wood blinds that would be your next. And then moving up to wood and vertical, and then your shades, because shades do more than just louvering the light. They actually give you some insulation. Okay. So you have your honeycomb, your roller shades, then you move up to like your shading products along with your automation and shutters.
Okay.
So some of the less expensive, here's going to be the thing that separates it out. When you're looking at truly custom, not like a combo, not like a DIY, and like the combo DIY custom where you can call somebody who's like in Houston that's going to tell you how to measure stuff and you're still gauging the color online versus what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Those pricings, you're going to get phenomenally low pricing that, as you know, you've talked about it, like dealing within that custom industry.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same quality and grade that lasts as long. And so,
well, the other thing, and we talked about this in previous shows too, is you get the custom fit because you just don't get that in a big box store. It's just not going to, and nothing is ever square and, you know, plumb and things like that.
Yeah.
All right. We come back. We're going to get into room by room now here in our last segment with Emmett. And I'll give you his number and the website one more time so you can get a hold of these guys at Budget Blinds. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're having a really good discussion here with Emmett Brost. He's been on before. Guys, if you ever want to, you know, this is a good one, but previous shows are up there on MyNorthwest.com. Facebook.com/homematters. You can check out the other ones that Emmett and I have done over the years.
Yeah.
You've been with us for a while, which is great. You give Emmett a call. If you're in the Puyallup-Tacoma area, you want to give him a call at 253-656-6778. Or you can go, if you're not there, but you guys are all over Washington, right?
All over.
Oregon.
All over North America. Largest custom window covering company in North America.
So just go to budgetblinds.com and put, like Emmett said, put in the zip code of where you're going to be living or where you live now. Or if you do, you guys do commercial too, right? So if, for your business that you either bought or that you own, and that's how you get hooked up with the Budget Blinds franchise owner or somebody on their staff, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If you want to give them a call, you can. That's the national number. It's 888-88-BUDGET. That's 888-88-BUDGET. Do you guys have like a friendly call center and they kind of route the call out to the local?
Yeah, if you call the 800 number,
Got it.
And then most of us, if we're not available, because again, we're in homes and we're doing installs or consults, many of us have call centers that can still answer and get you scheduled up.
Yeah, or you're with your family.
Or you're with your family.
Family time, which is important. Yeah. I'm glad you had your kids in here.
Yeah,
guys, I tell you, I've talked about this many, many times. We bring best of breed on this show. Budget Blinds is top notch. But it's also good, buy local, stay local. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And you're a local, business owner. It's very, very good. So, okay, now, we did end the last segment. I was asking you about cost, and I'm always a consumer advocate for my listeners, and you had a good start on it, but I know people are probably still thinking, it's like, okay, Emmett, that's great, but like, what are we really talking here as far as cost? So can you get into that a little bit?
So I can just kind of give you averages for my area, because everybody's like, well, I have an average size window, and we both know that doesn't exist. So, but if I like go 10 windows or more before like installation and shipping for like faux wood blinds, which is kind of your typical, it's probably $200 to $300 a window.
Okay.
If we look at it average. And it might be a little bit more because all of our pricings were hit by, not by tariffs, but they were hit by the Window Covering Manufacturers Association of America and ANSI saying we have to sell cordless lift. And guess what?
We get to pay,
safety, and you have to pay more because of it. So, so it just kind of depends on that. Something though to take in mind is that I've ran into quite a few people. They're like, well, I did some research online and and I was hoping that you're only going to be like $30 a window. Cause that's what I saw online and window coverings. It's not like going shopping for a car, guys. It's when you like with a car, that's what I did. I shopped and I found mine from a Toyota Puyallup.
They have set models.
Yeah, and I knew exactly what I was going to get because I found it online and I knew how much it was. And so it's not the same when it comes to custom because your house is going to be different. And also,
and every room is going to be different. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Every room in quality.
Now, can you, before we move into the rooms, I want to speak to the, because look, this is going on in every industry. I was just having a good discussion with our sponsor, Bedrooms and More, about mattresses and things. I'm sure you're running into that where you've got some of these companies that are doing this online. They're trying to undercut price. Can you speak to that a little bit as it relates to how you guys do things?
Yeah, as diplomatically. I mean, we come into your house. We measure. We also give advice, expert advice, as to what's really going to work in your house with samples. We're also coming from the understanding, like for me, all of my design consultants have all been on installs. So they understand how it's going to install, how it's going to function, and give you exactly what you need. Based off of your wants. And a lot of times we got to marry your budget with your dreams. And sometimes we kill them.
Yeah.
But we give you more of what's going to be functional for your space and the longest term solution.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with somebody that's not there, they're basically giving you their like five talking points per window covering as to how to give you advice of what's going to fit in there. And then the pricing, it's based off of some of these different manufacturers that you're looking at. They're going to be the same manufacturers that you're looking at available in the box store. So you're essentially getting the same thing.
So you're kind of limited then.
You're limited. Yeah. You're limited, and you're also what you're really limited on is quality.
Okay.
So you're going to spend maybe $1,500 with them when you'd spend $4,000 or $5,000 with us. But that's going to be a 2 to 4 year product versus a 10, 15, 20 year product.
Right.
So
totally understood. If you just joined us too, this is Pete, Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. So. What I take out of that, and this is something I've talked about. I don't care what it is, whether it's, blinds, a new roof, new mattress, and things like that. You get what you pay for. And That's one thing I like about you guys is you're a local owner, but you're backed by this massive franchise. How long has Budget Blinds been?
Blinds has been in business for 25 years.
Okay, so a long time.
Yeah.
So you guys are not going away. You're around. If there is any issues, you know, with the blinds in the future, then mm-hmm. not only are you there locally as the franchise owner, but you got the big giant behind you to help out as well.
Yeah, and also what's unique too is, excuse me, the manufacturers actually have the warranties in agreement with Budget Blinds Corporate. So if I get hit by a bus, guess what? Your window coverings are still covered by the warranties. If I sell, the window coverings are still covered by the warranties.
Yeah, that's good to know.
And so, but we are the facilitator for you with the manufacturing companies.
Okay. Now let's jump in. We've got a couple minutes left. I want to kind of jump into some of the rooms here just to give them some ideas to think about. So let's start with bathrooms. You know, it's a higher moisture area, so what would you recommend in there?
Sometimes we actually have a polyresin shutter. It looks like a regular shutter, but it's a high-quality polyresin.
Okay.
So, excuse me. It gives you more of that high-end look within a bathroom, and the pricing isn't as high.
Yeah. But moisture-resistant.
Moisture-resistant, you spray it with a hose, actually. Okay. Honeycomb is actually a really good one as well. Not cellular, because cellular is going to be the one that absorbs it and grows stuff, because it's like a furnace filter. But honeycomb can be washed as well, and it's antimicrobial. Okay. Wood blinds, not a good idea. Go faux wood if you're going to do that in for a bathroom.
Okay, good. So, how about kitchen?
Kitchen actually be a bit of the same. Something to take into consideration is when you have strings, you know, faux wood blinds, mini blinds, wood blinds, people want those. But those strings can get just as dirty. You can wipe it down, but you might have like spaghetti sauce on
it. And I was thinking about the slats. That makes a lot of sense because of the grease that could be in there. It's easy to clean those as well.
Yeah.
You know, in kitchens.
Okay. It could be, but you're dealing with the strings getting dirty.
Yeah.
So shades, something that can get up and out of the way.
Okay.
I mean, obviously one of the best things you can put in most of those windows is automated, because then you can just tell to get out of the way. Yeah.
And one last thing before we close the show down is the other big areas, bedrooms. What do you suggest there?
Blackout. If you can, do blackout and top down, bottom up.
Okay.
Because if you're going to do blackout and you want that privacy still, if you can pull it down from the top, then you can still have privacy, you know, neck down.
I like
and
that.
And still have the daylight coming in. Otherwise, if you just do pull it down from the top and you're like, oh, I don't need it, almost everybody's like, yeah, I really wish I would have done that top down portion.
Yeah.
Because it's called top down, bottom up. And honeycomb is really your main way to get that. I've seen it done for like silhouettes, but it's just kind of ugly.
Yeah,
no other way to put it. Shutters are good as well.
Yeah. Well, Emmett, once again, it's always been fun to talk with you.
Yeah.
Check these guys out. Emmett's down in Puyallup, Tacoma. Give him a call at 253-656-6778. Or you can go anywhere you're listening to this. Go to budgetblinds.com. Put the zip code in where you are moving to or living. They'll take care of you. Or you can call the national number, 888-88-BUDGET. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.